Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, we interrupt your regularly scheduled episode of Hollow 9 for something very special. Tonight, we present Hollow 9 Episode 8.5. Please do not be alarmed, for Hollow 9 Episode 9 will be premiering next week. What we've put together for you tonight is sort of a recap as to where we are in our story, The Hollow 9 Odyssey. You, our audience, may be more familiar with these as the dramatic opening segments of our shows for the past 6 episodes or so, starting somewhere around episode 3. Lately, around the Hollow 9 headquarters, we've been moving more towards pushing the story to the forefront of our show, and tonight will be the first step in that evolution. So we're actually in a period of transition where you're witnessing an evolution right before your eyes. Or rather, before your ears. So tonight's episode is what I like to think of as a revisiting of the original material, though you will find it recut into an order that makes more sense for the story, so that those of our listeners who aren't as current with the story can catch up, while those that are current will see possibly some new insights. Without further ado, I give you Hollow 9, Episode 8.5, The Prequel. Beneath the glossy veneer of any world lies a heart of darkness, an inner sanctum where evil lives and grows, constantly expanding its reach and grasp until its shadow engulfs all light. Every great civilization, man or something other than man, will find itself divided, occupying two sides of a single coin, destined for the same fate. One side embraces the darkness, sacrificing all logic and reason to expedite a faster fall from grace, while the other fans the flame of hope, standing up to rage against the dying of the light. Each side has soldiers, and when the best way to secure peace is to prepare for war, the two words exchange meanings, and the world finds itself upon the tipping point. Our story begins in the deepest jungle of the furthest, most forgotten corner of the globe. A soldier of light, held in the clutches of those who would call forevermore the shadow's home. A first communion between yin and yang takes place.
There's no way out of this. You got your corner. The only way out of this room is in a bag. Who do you work for?
You know who I work for.
Tell me who you work for.
You know who I work for.
You're making this an awful lot harder than it needs to be. Just tell me who you work for.
I'm getting tired of repeating myself.
And I'm getting tired of hearing it. Now you try my patience, we start cutting off fingers. Who do you work for?
How am I?
Oh shit.
Though little was learned, the detail was enough to inspire fear in our prisoner's captors. Seemingly with good reason, as this soldier has friends, and they are people of means. Another agent, another soldier of light, on a mission of rescue, finds himself sidetracked by an ever-developing pursuit, bringing him that much closer to, yet still so far away from, his goal.
Journal entry 221-1-15, agent codename Silent Thunder, day 12. After last meeting with contact Shadybird, I've been traveling northwest through the jungle to the rendezvous between agents of local mafia and unknown group. Somehow they're involved in stolen viruses and nuclear research. Objectives are to observe and identify parties at the meeting and to secure location of their headquarters. I've discovered evidence that I'm being pursued by unknown third party. Mission integrity may be compromised.
that he's getting too close. He already knows too much.
Nothing to worry about. What could he possibly know? He's about to be dealt with.
Journal entry 221-1-16. Agent codename Silent Thunder. Day 15. Situation far more critical than previously anticipated. Mission may need to be aborted. Last call. The screw turns only one way. Out!
Where one agent has already been captured, a well-armed escort follows the second. Too soon do we learn that not all battles can be fought using the convention of man-made weapon.
Tango 227, red dawn on the horizon. We have cleared the pipe, 5x5.
Roger, we've got you on scope. Do you have a visual?
That is a negative, sir. Whatever happened here, we missed the party. Over.
Please confirm that. Over.
Again, that is a negative, sir, on the visual. We have seen nothing. Over.
Roger that. Bring it home. Over.
God damn it. What happened out there?
You know, in the end, none of this is gonna matter. My people do what they do, and yours vice versa. You bled a lot tonight. You got a yard of guts, kid. I gotta say I'm impressed.
Your torture is irrelevant. There is no threshold of pain that could make me vomit the information you want.
You'd be surprised how little this concerns information. Much of these efforts have been out of sheer sadomasochistic eccentricities that I enjoy indulging. We know more than you think.
You know nothing.
We know about the nine things. Shapeless, unstoppable, and all the other terrible nightmarish details meant for fairy tales.
That was only the beginning. Fairy tale, no. The nightmare? Definitely.
The hell?
There's two meltdown. There's two meltdown.
Is it Hollow Nine?
Wait a minute, sir! We've got something here! Something big! What the... Holy shit!
Come in, Tango 227. Come in, Tango 227. What's going on out there? Come on and over.
Oh my god! Oh my god! There's nine of them! Nine! No! Oh my god!
Oh my god, they're loose.
First blood drawn twice and the fray presses on. The darkness grows in the thick of the jungle heat, and the sun begins to dip behind the horizon. Day fades into night, and the darkness reveals new mysteries.
Journal entry 221-2-27, agent codename Silent Thunder, day 23. Evaded capture yet again when I accidentally discovered another outpost. There are many checkpoints and guard stations, minefields and booby traps in this jungle. No sign of the chopper I saw fly overhead. I could only assume that it was down when I heard that big explosion. There's no signs of my pursuers, but I feel they're pretty near. I believe there's nine of them following me, but I can't be sure. They blend into the darkness too quickly.
Hey, dude, did you see that light?
There was no light.
Yeah, there was a light, I swear. It went right over those trees.
There was no light.
What do you mean there was no light? I heard it. I saw it. You didn't see it? Come on.
Have you ever heard of Hollow Nine?
Hollow Nine?
Someone must have a crush on you.
What? Who's there? I can't see.
No one can see you when their eyes are swollen shut. I can see you've probably been a big help to them, Captain Obvious.
Fuck you.
Now that's exactly the kind of attitude that's holding back so many of today's kids.
Leave me alone. If you're not here to help me, just let me die in peace.
Oh, there'll be no peace for you, Bucko. Not by a long shot. You have no idea how bad the shit is that you're in.
What?
Or is it you have no idea how bad the shit you're in is? Or shit this bad, you have no idea... Whatever, you get the fucking point, right?
What the hell are you talking about?
Jesus, like I'm talking to a brick wall over here. Maybe that's why you're still alive. Your head's full of rocks. Sheesh. I'm talking about the Nine.
How do you know I'm Hollow Nine?
I'm not talking about Hollow Nine. I'm talking about the Nine that Hollow Nine has spent its entire existence searching for.
No. No one can know about that.
You'd be surprised how much else I know.
Another long night.
Yeah, to say the least.
Meaning?
How many other nights you bring in corpses to start walking again later that evening?
Let's just keep the details of tonight's cases quiet, okay?
Keep the details quiet. Are you insane?
No, I assure you, I'm very sane. And I want to keep two things. My job and my breathing. If you were smart, you'd agree and just leave it at that.
How much are you telling me?
You really don't want to know. As day ends on one side of the world, it begins again on the other. In a place of quote-unquote civilization, where man finds a new best friend in machine. The day begins with the news of events not going as planned. Jake.
Welcome to the Hollow Nine Network. Please verify user ID and password. Access granted. Urgent message requires immediate attention. Level 9 priority. Do you wish to access? One moment, please. Security Project Hollow 9 immediate action consultation meeting in 15 minutes. Be prepared to brief on suggested strategies for situation with Silent Thunder. Search and rescue disaster still unexplained.
Two executives begin their morning deciding the fates of others as the players in the game begin to unfold their plot before us.
Welcome to the Hollow Nine Network. Please verify user ID and password. Robert J. Cooper, Director, Covert Operations Counter-Espionage. Level 9 security clearance confirmed. Welcome back, Director Cooper. Please wait a moment while the mainframe is updated. Thank you. You have new messages waiting for you in your mailbox. One message is marked High Priority. Subject line, Stormy Weekend Weather. Would you like to review this message now, or would you prefer to open your inbox? Certainly. One moment. You have three new messages. Two messages contain voice pattern audio attachments. One message will be vocalized. First message.
Robert, it's Michael. I need to talk to you. It's important. I hate to leave word here. I never trusted these damn machines, but
Well, we haven't had any word from Shady Bird or Silent Thunder in over 36 hours, which drastically violates protocol. The board has already begun asking about the botched search and rescue. Now, I will do my part, Robert. Don't you worry about that. But I need you to send someone else. I need you to send another agent. I will fall on the sword if this turns out to be another Venezuela situation. You'll most likely mean my head on a platter for the board, but they've been after me for years, haven't they? Robert, we're too close this time, and I'm prepared and willing to spare no expense. Get in touch with me as soon as you can.
Second message.
Director Cooper, I've received word from communications. They were able to triangulate a position on Tango 227 just before we lost contact. Sir, you're not going to like this. I withheld submitting my incident report because, well, so I thought you should see this before anyone else does. I've already instituted a silent lockdown of the communications division until we can get this sorted out. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know what else to do. You always said to be silent about it.
Third message. Sender, blocked. Subject, stormy weekend weather. Body, you can't hide for much longer. This will not end well. You know what you need to do. Without eyes, they see. Without ears, they hear. And their language is thought. Say, priest, do you wish to save your messages?
Deception, conspiracy, backdoor deals are the tools of politics, but not all politicians wear three-piece suits. Somewhere between the wilds of the jungle and the walls of civilization, in a place closer to the heat of the action, another kind of businessman is holding dealings with a trafficker of information.
I'm gonna need assurances.
Do not despair over trivial things, my carrier friend.
I traffic in information. Out here, reliability is 9/10.
And you have always been reliable.
I need to be sure I'm going to be protected. These are dangerous people we're dealing with here.
These are trifle concerns for little school children who piss in their uniforms.
Hey, let's take it easy. No need to get tense with that tone.
Take it easy? Take it easy? Americans always think about their end first. You want benefits? 401k? You want deployer of a vital medical insurance? Clear!
Do not call me courier again.
Ah, maybe I need to be protected now, huh? See?
Crazy motherfucker.
Show me what you bring me. Who are they who hunt me?
Hollow Nine.
Hollow Nine!
Many eyes and ears have had a hand in grinding the wheels onward as the evil spreads behind the scenes of the world at large.
So, Hollow Nine is after me, huh? I'm amazed you were able to obtain such information and live.
I thought you knew I was worth my fee.
I should consider doubling it. They are no small threats. Perhaps I should be on it!
Well, it's not exactly you they're after. Seems you've been bedfellows with some really fucked up people.
Stop your tiptoeing and tell me what you know this instant! Remember who paying you now, eh?
Been providing safe passage to any unusually silent types lately, have we?
What?
Bringing in any large, hard-to-find, highly illegal, maybe even military-grade scientific
parts in the
country lately?
I told you to research that manifest, goddammit!
And just so we're clear, I always know who's paying me. Whoever's got the money. Speaking of which...
Somewhere! Long Chi!
Pleasure doing business with you.
But of course... You do know, Kaya, if you weren't so good at what you do, I would have had you killed years ago.
Those who challenge fate and attempt to control destiny will spread the chaos, and the world will feel the sting of madness. Slowly the threads become fatigued and the edges begin to tear. Alright, what do we got? Male, Caucasian victim.
mid-30s, 9mm shell casings, hollow point wounds.
It's full of hollow nines, huh?
Yo, what's good, man?
Yo, man. Hey, what's going on? You got that stuff, man? What's going on?
Yeah, yo, I got this. I got that SARS weed, yo. I got that SARS, man.
SARS weed?
Yeah, yo.
Nah, man. Last time me and my boys were coughing up blood all week. Nah, what else you got?
All right. Let's see. I got kerosene 39.
Kerosene? Should I even be burning that?
I got blue tide, dangerous grapes, some angels incline.
Are you like making this shit up on my way over here? Like right before I get here, you just let me.
I got all that. Yo, hold on. What the fuck is that?
Oh, man, no, don't try to change the subject. You honestly have the same shit in every bag. You're just giving it a different name, right? I mean, come on, man. Like, what? Do I look like one of these assholes who's gonna come up and give you however much money you ask for?
So I was telling him, dude, that is the last time, for real, because the last time I said it was the last time, he did it again, like I hadn't even said anything, you know, so I had to put my foot down, and I was like, look, seriously, this time, I mean it, this is the last time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was such a dumbass, like this other dude this time, he was like, looking at me all funny, and I was all, something I can help you with, chief? And he was all looking back at me, like all gaga-eyed and like stuttering, and I told that guy.
Yep, you told him.
Yeah, man, because when I tell someone something, they listen. You know, like, you know when you're like trying to tell someone something and they keep talking over you or like to like listening to something else, like I can't pay attention to you because they're like distracted or something.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I hate that. Hey, what are you working on, man? You need a hand or something?
I'm fine.
Hey man, well I always have been kind of a whiz at fixing things. My old man and me, we used to fix all my mom's appliances and stuff when they went on the fritz.
I got it!
Hey, what is that? Some kind of tool or something?
Saw!
Oh no, man, not that old saw you've had laying around here all this time, man. You're never gonna get that thing working, man.
Oh no!
Hey, what kind of saw is that?
Chainsaw!
Wait, come here!
Wait, no, man! Come here, you fucking jackass! I'm gonna saw you, fucking jackass!
No,
shut up! Shut up! Just shut up!
Day so I can sleep at night, trying to figure out my way.
Which brings us to the here and now, leaving us on the edge of destiny. So much gathered so far, yet so much left unknown. Who are the interior, Hollow Nine and the Nine? Where is Agent Silent Thunder? What is making the world lose its grip on reality? And who will Director Cooper send? To learn the answer to these questions and more, stay tuned to Hollow Nine for the next installment of The Hollow Nine Odyssey. New characters, new plot twists, new mysteries. Don't miss Hollow Nine, Episode 9, Heart of Darkness, coming soon, next week. Just over 5 foot,